USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Capitol Hill, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says government shutdowns just don't work.
This is an example of government dysfunction, which is should be embarrassing to everyone on a bipartisan basis.
Regarding a bill that would make it difficult for future government shutdowns,
I'd be open to anything that we could agree on a bipartisan basis that would make them pretty hard to occur again. There's some differences about how to craft that.
In a D.C. federal court on Tuesday, former Trump advisor Roger Stone pleads not guilty to seven counts, including lying to Congress and witness tampering. Your numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, it was a mixed bag as the Dow was up 53 points to close at 24,581. The NASDAQ lost 57 and the S&P closed 4 points lower. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. Justice Department has charged a Chinese telecommunications giant with a series of crimes that will raise tensions between Beijing and Washington amid an ongoing trade war. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Huawei, which is the world's biggest manufacturer of telecommunications equipment, is charged with bank fraud, wire fraud, conspiracy to defraud the U.S., and theft of trade secrets. FBI Director Christopher Wray.
In pursuit of their commercial ambitions, Huawei relied on dishonest business practices that contradict the very economic principles that have allowed American companies and the United States to thrive.
The scheme also attempted to undermine sanctions against Iran.
The amount of time kids in the U.S. spend on their mobile screens has tripled over the past few years. That's according to a new study from the nonprofit Common Sense Media. Children 8 and younger spend 48 minutes a day staring at a mobile screen compared to 15 minutes back in 2013. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. Learn how you can save. Go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
According to the IRS, filing taxes for the first time under the new tax law should be seamless for 90% of Americans who file electronically. As we're almost a month into 2019, it's also a good time to examine your withholdings. That's at least according to certified public accountant Paul Schwartz. I had a chance to chat with him, and he says it's always a good time around the beginning of the year to take a look at what's being withheld from your paychecks.
My belief is that you really don't want to get big refunds. You want to make sure that your exemptions that you claim at work are just enough to cover you for your tax, but not to create a big refund. We feel that big refunds are basically allowing the government to hold on to your money, and when they pay you, they don't pay you a dime of interest. So we try to discourage people from getting big refunds. Unfortunately, sometimes people really count on that big refund, and I certainly try to educate my clients to not count on the big refund and have the money all year in their pockets and do the right things with it. But certainly, you want to gather your receipts as best you can and also make sure that you've done your best to contribute to a retirement plan, either an IRA, traditional IRA, Roth IRA, or perhaps your 401k plan at work. Those are really the best things that you can do at this point.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. The cause of a house fire and hurricane that triggered a multi-agency response Monday afternoon is under investigation. A Washington City man was arrested in Laverkin Saturday on a warrant arising from an incident last January in which he paid for a brand new Cadillac with a bad check. A 19-year-old man has been charged with negligent homicide following an overdose death in Washington City earlier this month. Arizona is facing a deadline to become the last of several states in the U.S. West to approve a plan ensuring shared water from the Colorado River doesn't dry up for millions of farmers, cities, tribes, and developers that depend on it. And three homes were evacuated Monday after a contractor accidentally hit a gas line on East Tabernacle Street. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, partly cloudy, 60 today, mostly cloudy, then turning partly cloudy tonight, 30, tomorrow sunny and 60. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
The show today is canceled due to human-caused global warming. Or is it cooling now? Or is it both, warming and cooling? Whatever the government says, I believe them. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You might say bomb cyclone is blowing up.
A lot of people are using the term bomb cyclone. Now, I'm told the name is actually rooted in the science of the weather.
Trending sounds like something from a movie.
Process we call bombogenesis.
Bombogenesis.
Is that what we're about to get hit with?
Well, I would go old.
Some calling this a winter bomb cyclone.
What am I going to do to survive tonight? There's cold items that are going to need to be preserved outside. It's time to start to think together as we pull, Mike and Chanel, our collective minds. How do we survive this together?
So this low pressure system is going to be very active. We're going to have a cold front that's going to push through. It's really going to result in some precipitation, so you may want to bundle up and put on your galoshes.
Are you tired of little boys trying to talk like weathermen, telling you what the weather may or may not be? Then turn to News 4's John Mackey and his storm tracker, AccuCast. John Mackey doesn't just tell you about the weather. He grabs that bird weather and pounds it into little pathetic shards, then shoves those shards into your face.
I'll get you inside the storm. I'll let you live the storm. Be the storm.
Oh, that's all I know. I want to be the storm. Live the storm. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Hope you're having a great day. I've got Uncle Milty with me on a Tuesday. So much to go over with all of you. I cannot wait to get rolling on this show. By the way, this week, I just want to mention tomorrow, I have Melissa. And then right after Melissa, I've got Mark McClish, who wrote the book on lying. How to spot a liar. This way, when you're watching the news, and as we all do, right? When we're watching the news or evaluating what people have to say, progressive liberals, you know, beyond the hypocrisy, you could just see if they're flat out lying. So I always thought this was really great, and this goes to both sides of the aisle. This is going to be a lot of fun, and I really am excited to have him on because I think it's a great topic and one that you can use in your whole life. Throughout your whole life. How to know if somebody's lying, the tricks of the trade coming from an ex-FBI guy. Decades in the FBI and actually writing the manual on interrogation. Yeah.
He saw a few liars.
So this will be very interesting. And then on Friday, Dr. Mark Skidmore, grateful to have him and his amazing story about finding the 23 missing trillion. Trillion, not with a B, $1 trillion missing. And what they did right after he found what he found with his grad students. Remember the movie Dave, where he gets his accountant friend to come into the White House and all of a sudden one little accountant's going, holy hell, what happened here? and so it reminds me of that because he just pulled his grad students together with Catherine Austin Fitz and said, hey, we got to find what's going on here with all this money in the DOD and everything else. And of course, Department of Housing. Wow.
Did he get a reward?
Yeah. That's now what he got. We'll definitely be doing
gulag.
That. The gulag. We'll be doing that as well. Lots of guests lined up and it's going to be a lot of fun this week. So let me just, I did that intro. Because I know Chicago, I know so many places are getting this cold front. It's been front news, right? Front page news. And here's a headline: coldest air in years advances on U.S. and Canada. The polar vortex is expected to sink across much of North America in the coming days. This went out today. And what they're saying is this: the coldest weather in years will put millions of people and animals throughout the Midwest at risk for hypothermia and frostbite. Are we living in covered wagons? I thought that we all, like, pretty much...
Teepees.
Oh, okay, because most people have houses. I just wondered if this was going to be millions and millions and millions of people displaced into their covered wagons or teepees. Anyway, so the deep freeze, they say, has commenced across the upper Midwest with an AccuWeather real feel, that's trademarked, temperature of 75 degrees below zero in Grand Forks, in North Dakota, all of these different places. And so we're with you. It's cold. I don't know how else to... Yes, you know what? We're experiencing something that's very cold. The intro that I played was from last year. Do you remember the polar vortex last year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then that was the worst of the worst, and it was global warming, and everybody gets their headlines ready for the global warming, global cooling aspect. And so they said, in addition to all of this, you know, from the Arctic Circle, you know, regions are going to be faced with something they haven't been faced with. I just want to make some common sense out of this for just a second. The blizzard of 1888, the blizzard of 1947, the Groundhog Day blizzard of 2011, July 2007, the Argentine winter storm that happened that everybody thought it was doomsday, the October 2013 North American storm complex, the St. Patrick's Day snowstorm of 1892, the European winter cold snap of 2010, the winter of 2010-11 in Great Britain and Ireland. I could go on. What I'm getting at is this. We also, 6 months ago, had a global heat wave, if anybody remembers. It was the deadly heat waves, floods, and fires occurring from Japan to the Middle East and North America to Europe have clear links to human-caused climate change, according to climate scientists. And this summer's abnormal weather is just the beginning about what's in store for us as we melt away due to climate change.
Mm-hmm.
This was 6 months ago because it was heat. So I just want to say that they said this is why it matters, in case you couldn't figure this one out on their agenda. The biggest near-term impacts of climate change on society come in the form of weather and climate extremes. So now they had to go to climate extremes because the heating or the cooling, they can never decide which each decade, is the big thing that's coming. So every time we have a little weather, they go into this mode. Well, the heat, so I just went through some of the winter storms. The heat is the same. And I could go over dates and tell you, you know, that from 1901, they were recording 9,500 people. That killed, in the United States, 9,500 because of that heat wave, all the way through 1906, 1923, 1950, 1955, 1972, 76, 83, 83 again, 87, 88, 90, 95. So this whole nonsense of we're in a cooling decade, a heating decade, and we're all going to be dead because it's cooling or heating is such nonsense. It's ridiculous.
I would be willing to bet that the number of deaths dropped dramatically upon the invention of air conditioning.
I'm going to bet that you're right, because it went from 9,500 all the way down to 502.
See?
In 1999.
I was right.
You were right. I'll give you that. You were right. And so just so that we see all this in context, proper context, mind you, that's how ridiculous the spin is getting to prop up the green agenda that is truly a Rothschild's. It goes beyond deep state. It's a globalist. It's the globalist agenda. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, all that makes me grateful that I have air conditioning supplied by a coal-fired power plant and a natural gas furnace in my home.
Well, there you go. See how easy this is to remedy?
Without that, I couldn't make it through all this man-made climate change.
Thank you for that voice of reason. This is funny. So there was an article by James Murphy for the New American, and it talked about the fact that, you know, the National Weather Service, they always say it's one of the coldest Arctic air masses in recent memory.
Recent.
You know why? Because we have no memory. 6 months ago, we were in a global heat wave. That's ridiculous.
What I always find interesting is when you get a hold of one of these scientists and you say, well, how do you explain the same thing happening before the industrial age? And they go, huh?
That's a fantastic point.
Yeah.
I just, you know what? They can't. It's cyclical. We get used to it. It happens. It's weather. We understand. And so these climate alarmists, they are so well schooled in making the absurd seem reasonable. Mm-hmm. This is why you had that absurd newscast last year where they made up the word polar vortex and they started making it into this thing. And all the public was going, oh, what? Oh, that makes it doubly worse. We're in a polar vortex. Mm-hmm. And of Time Magazine, 1974, and I play this clip. I'll even play it when we go into the next segment, you know, in the next hour. But Time Magazine in 74 said, telltale signs are everywhere. From the 1974, from the unexpected persistence and thickness of pack ice in the waters from Iceland to the southward migration of a warm, loving creature like an armadillo in the Midwest. Since the 1940s, the mean global temperature has dropped about 2.7 degrees. I'm sorry, what was that? 2.7 degrees.
Yeah, which was incorrect, but...
Well, it's ridiculous. It's so... beyond ridiculous that here's the question. Aren't climate scientists today using the same historical temperature data that they used in the 70s? Tell us they are. How can that data show a large drop from the 40s to the 70s when we've been told the opposite? Were they lying to us in the 70s? Are they lying to us now? Back in February of last year, the New American actually reported on claims that the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration was altering historical temperature data to in order to fit with the global warming hypothesis.
No.
And now, yeah, I know. And now we're being told that we're in the cold front that's going to freeze us to death. And what did Ocasio say, that total dimwit in New York? We're all dead like in 10
12.
years. 12 years.
She gave us 12 years.
12 years. Well, yeah, we're all dead in 12.
Which is, that's a quick one.
It's better than Gore. Apparently, we're not even here to Gore.
My guess is she got most of her information from that movie The Day After. It happened in hours in that movie.
Ocasio, please, for the love, stop watching movies. Stop watching Hollywood. Please. You're making us ill. So the one thing that climate scientist Jennifer Franson said about the polar vortex and the role that climate change is playing rings true. It's a complicated story that involves a heavy dose of chaos and an interplay among multiple influences. So extracting a clear signal of the Arctic's role is challenging. Yeah, because it's cyclical and not man-made. How would we have had one in 1910? How would we have had one in the 1800s, 1700s, the Ice Age of the 1600s if it was man-made? We went through a severe, actually, some of the witches of the 1600s kind of came out of this because they went to the churches and the churches didn't have an answer for the weather and they couldn't pray it away. And so a lot of the churches were on the hook for not having any answers to the deep freeze they experienced in the 1600s. And I just find it so funny that we still today, there are people today that actually believe this crap. They believe that we are causing this. So we play out it out again, except this time we're the witches that get burned for not agreeing with this nasty dialogue they've invented.
Well, oh, darn.
I know. You hate that. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show, and I want you to make your point. Don't forget it. I want to come back.
Okay.
Our memories, you know, they're going. 6 months ago, heat wave. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
It's time for the Super Sale at the Ashley Home Store. Kick off the new year with style and great deals starting at just $249 or 36 months special financing. Check out this queen upholstered bed for just $499. How about this power sofa for $500 off? Dinner time is better with this five-piece dining room set for just $299. Plus, you can save up to 60% on all accessories. Make your way into the Ashley Sleep Center and get 3 years, no interest, no minimum purchase on your next mattress from Ashley Sleep, Sealy, or Beautyrest. But there's more! Check out floor models, sofa sets, sectionals, and bedroom sets that have been marked down drastically up to 50%. We gotta make room for new arrivals! It's the Super Sale! at the locally owned and operated Ashley Home Store, East Red Cliff Drive, in between the DI and the Pineview Stadium 10. All financing OAC. See store for details.
You're going to love this Ashley Furniture Home Store.
Hey, this is Steve with Garage Doors Only. Did you know that each year over 10,000 people are hurt or injured attempting to repair their own garage door? At Garage Doors Only, our team of professionals can safely repair or replace your garage door or motor. Our business is family-owned and operated, and we service all of Southern Utah and the Mesquite area. Don't be a statistic. Call the professionals at Garage Doors Only, 435-868-1200.
Have you heard of CBD? Well, I'll tell you this. It's not what you think. It's better. Hi, I'm Dave Shank with BringMeCBD.com. Let me be clear. I'm not involved with marijuana. In fact, at BringMeCBD.com, we're a bunch of Utah guys who have been in the supplement industry for over 20 years. But when we saw firsthand what CBD did for people's health, we went straight out to Colorado and set up a state-of-the-art CBD extraction facility where we make the finest CBD in America. CBD gets confusing because it's the compound that puts the medical in medical marijuana that everyone wants. But CBD also comes from other plants besides marijuana. At BringMeCBD.com, all of the CBD we manufacture comes from marijuana's sister plant known as hemp. Now that CBD is legal in Utah, the only problem is how expensive it is. At BringMeCBD.com, we think everyone should be able to afford CBD. And when you buy from us, there are no middlemen. We are the manufacturer saving you money. Our CBD ships out fast and usually arrives at your door within a day or two. Go to BringMeCBD.com and get yours today.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, and I'll make you a promise. When you go into any Best Mattress location, you'll be treated to a great, great experience. Our highly trained people really care about helping you. You notice that the minute you walk in, but it doesn't stop with them. The guys who deliver and set up your bed are just as respectful and helpful. I insist on it. You won't get better service anywhere, and you can't find better prices anywhere. Best Mattress, home of the Sleep Easy Guarantee.
Are you in the market for a new or nearly new car? Are you dreading the process of dealing with high-pressure sales? We do things differently here at Newbies. This is Eric Todd with Newbie Buick GMC, and we've listened to our customers. They have told us they want a simple and easy way to buy a car. That's why we created the Newbie Internet Pricing Policy and Sales Process. The price you see online is the price you get here. We post our prices clearly on every car, truck, and SUV for everyone to see, even our competition. Let me introduce to you our salesperson of the month, Todd Johnson.
If you're looking for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, then come see me, Todd Johnson, at Newbie Buick GMC. My goal is to get you all the information you need to help you make the decision, and I will work hard to make the sales process easy and find the perfect car for you.
Shop online for your next car, SUV, or truck, anywhere you are. Go to newbiebuick.com for leasing specials, internet pricing, and daily updates. Experience car buying the Newbie way at newbiebuickgmc.com today.
For the last decade, Red River Health and Wellness has been changing people's lives here in Southern Utah, even achieving 4.8 out of 5 on Google. But don't take our word for it. Here's what they have to say about their actual experience. Andrew C. said,
I've been slowly feeling worse and worse. Then I started at Red River. Dr. Swindlehurst has helped me apply lifestyle changes that have given back my life. I have energy to do the things I love and motivation to push through the things I don't so I can do what I love.
This is Dr. Joshua Redd, chiropractic physician at Red River Health and Wellness. Our patients really say it best. Most of them come to us after they've run out of options and answers. I want you to know that you don't have to suffer anymore. We are so passionate about helping you, we offer a satisfaction guarantee. If you aren't satisfied within the first 30 days, we give you your money back. Let us help you remember what it's like to feel good again.
Call Red River Health and Wellness Chiropractic Physicians today, 855-55-RIVER.
Call Red River today.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Can't you see?
Listening to the Kate Daly Show. So grateful that you are. And can't we see what's right in front of us? You know what I mean? Can't.
mm-hmm.
I always get amazed that there are people that really, truly believe in these people that have been pushing this for years. Back in 72, they said for the last 30 years, our temperatures have been dropping so substantially that we must warn you that by the end of the 70s, you will be dead.
Yeah.
We'll be frozen popsicles. And then comes Al Gore, who learned, you know, he basically got his garbledygook from the scientist that said, hey, I never really said that. That was all a theory. German scientists they nabbed from the Nazi era, who came up with a theory of global warming. And then Al Gore rode that right into public office as the, you know, this is my hill to die on. And everybody believe me, I'm going to do something about this. And then rode that into the billions of dollars, millions and millions, I should say, that he made from the contract to the movement behind global warming, mm-hmm. and said we were all going to heat up and fry by 2013. Yeah.
But now it changes fast.
Oh, it changes so fast,
in,
doesn't
in
it?
In December of 2017,
right.
They were saying that a lot of polar animals were dying because they live in the cold.
Yeah.
So a lot of warm weather animals were moving north,
mm-hmm.
like beavers.
Okay.
And they were actually making the climate change worse.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a year ago. Now it's the polar vortex. So are the cold weather animals coming back now again and the beavers heading south?
It's hard to know. it's so confusing, right? It's kind of hard to know where we're at with all of this. And so this is why it's getting to the point where it's such nonsense. But if you even try to Google this subject, you're going to find that nothing will tell you. You have to really search for the truth. Everything is so built on the science of climate change that you can't even find anything unless you go 10 deep on pages on Google. You can't even find anything that actually purports to the truth.
Well, you can find exactly opposite statements on every part of this.
Yeah.
It's hot, it's cold. It's wet, it's dry.
Mm-hmm. When Al Gore even got going on his big movement to push that, it was interesting how the scientist that he took his garbledygook from said, hey, that's just a theory. Can we debate? And then he was dead. That scientist, he died, mm-hmm. they say, of old age, and never got a chance. Al Gore refused to debate him, even though Al Gore referenced him as his mentor. And as teaching him about all this, he refused to talk to him on air mm-hmm. about it, because the guy was like, hey, that was just a theory, guy. What are you doing? So I thought that was kind of an interesting angle.
Well, why do you think it is that people don't want to just believe that the ultimate goal is to tax our breathing?
Good question.
Do you want to breathe today? Pay your tax.
It is. It's getting silly. What do you do? Okay. I also want to talk about the FBI. The FBI came to their final comment, I should say, on what happened in Las Vegas, which I happened to be down there when that was going on the freeway, stopped for hours, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I was listening to the tape. I was listening to the police, radio, while this was going on. And the story I was getting on the ground was much different than when I woke up and found the story in mainstream. We'll say that. And so they finally came to a conclusion. Their conclusion was, we don't know, but we're closing the case. We found no motive for the Las Vegas shooting. There's no motive. We don't know why, but we do know that Paddock, who is accused of this crime, there are people on the ground saying that he was dead long before this took place, by the way, went to great lengths to keep his thoughts private. How do they know that? I'm just asking.
They found the hidden thoughts.
Oh, okay. Well, then we know. So they said active shooters rarely have a singular motive or reason for engaging in mass homicide. Usually they do have kind of a motive.
Yeah.
Usually there's
always
something. Yeah. And so on this, they're saying no evidence. Do you see how they're shifting the narrative to motive or no motive? Not whether he was the guy or not the guy.
Yeah.
Just pointing that out. It's been about Moda for the last 6 months, and that has interested me because of the way that they take the story and they say, you know what, this is all about, we're going to find the motive or not find the motive. That way, everybody is discussing motive, not discussing whether or not he was really the guy that did it. And a lot of people are saying that the evidence of the crime scene, nothing adds up in this case, Las Vegas. And maybe there was more that had to do with Saudi prince that was on the top floor at the time. Or maybe there was just more to this than meets the eye. And I know that when I listened to the police radio, they were searching multiple shooters through the entire night. It wasn't like, is there? No. It was, they were chasing multiple people.
Well, maybe we just don't need to know.
Yeah. I guess they've determined that for us. We just don't need to know what happened in Las Vegas, even though they say 58 people were killed.
Mm-hmm.
Just whatever. And now they're saying injured 900? I thought that was 500.
I don't recall seeing a 900 number before.
Yeah, it's right here. So now they bumped it to 900 injured. Yeah. You know, I just wanted to mention that when I woke up that morning, it was a couple hundred. Then it went to 500 that by the 2 days later, and now it's up to 900 injured. Don't you think that they would know how many were actually injured? I had friends that were
hospitals
down there.
Hospitals keep records of that stuff.
Well, I was going to say, I have friends that were down there. And they didn't see a lot of people getting injured, so I'm not quite sure what happened there. They were on the ground at the event itself, but did not notice that. They were told people were injured, but they actually didn't see anyone that was actually injured. So 900 is a lot of the people. You would have to be firing a lot of bullets from that one little window to injure 900 people and kill 58.
Yeah.
One guy did all that?
900.
900.
Well, maybe the injuries weren't all bullet wounds.
That's a lot of bullets. I'm talking, that's a lot of action from one gun.
I know, but couldn't they have counted somebody like stubbing their toe as they ran as an injury?
Well, I guess, but there's so much more to this story that never added up. A lot of actresses involved in telling their story about getting shot and leaving the hospital with their GoFundMe accounts and never heard from again. Actresses that I tracked down using their own social media accounts. It was kind of interesting how many wannabe actors were there telling their stories, and they were the ones that got the microphone in the face.
58 dead.
Uh-huh.
900 injuries.
900. That's a lot of people, because you'd have to be doing triple that to get the 900 injured, wouldn't you, in a spray of bullets?
It would have overloaded every single emergency room in Las Vegas.
And it didn't. I mean, I remember the reports. I remember reporting on it daily, and it didn't. So
the streets would have been full of ambulances.
Yeah, they weren't. They weren't. People were taking people in their own cars because the ambulances weren't there in the very beginning. So they were piling people in cars and taking them. And people were saying, well, where's the ambulances? The ambulances didn't respond to this. Maybe because a drill was going on. I don't know.
And the E-rooms never backed up.
Nope, the emergency rooms were not backed up with people. The other thing I want to comment on, because people have questioned me on this too, not questioned me as much as just questioning in general, is whatever happened to that limousine full of the 20 people that going 60 miles an hour, the limousine hit a tree and all 20 dead, the entire limousine dead. I don't know of any other case in history where that's actually happened. Usually you have some people with injuries. Usually you have some people that were hurt, maybe some dead, but most of them hurt because they're bouncing off of each other in a limousine. They didn't turn the car or anything like that. They just hit a tree. You're sitting in a limo with a lot of, you know, more plump people, and you are sitting in a limo and the limo hits a tree. It doesn't turn. It doesn't turn multiple times. Nobody goes out of the window. Nothing. You're just in a limo with 20 people, and you and the driver are all dead. And so was there a gas that caused the death of all those people? We did a story on that. And once there was a certain kind of gas that once you open this up, and this is that sarin type of gas that they say is used in the Middle East, and the owner was Pakistani, right? So you open up the car, you can't smell it. It's undetectable. And they still have passed that off as a you know, the car accident death.
Yeah.
And it never made sense because the limo did not look even hardly damaged. They pulled that limo out. You
hardly
never saw it again. Schumer was right on this story. I don't trust Schumer as far as you can throw him. Schumer was right on this, making sure that he was the one that went for comment. You went for comment. You got it from Schumer. That they said that the transportation board was going to do some big investigation. The cops really never did an investigation. And one family lost three daughters and son-in-laws, three son-in-laws in this. And so I've been trying to keep track of this, but nothing past October has been written about it. Nobody's questioned it. The event itself could have not happened. It couldn't have happened that way.
No.
Look how limos are built. There's no way. So just to let all of you know, we've been trying to get information on that story. Nothing.
Well, there is one way that it could have happened.
Well, how?
They all had heart conditions and were frightened to death.
Okay, there you go. That's the only other way it could have happened.
And that's possible.
Not one person lived to tell what was going on. And the girl inside actually phoned her mother and said, something's not right. About 20 minutes before, something's not right here. And so the guy that owned it was an FBI informant for years. He fled. Went to the airport, fled to Pakistan. His son now, I think, was involved in what they thought was going to be this big investigation. Mm-hmm. Yet nothing has surfaced on this. I'd love a journalist to go do a story on this.
Not going to happen.
Nope. Figure out what really happened. There's definitely more to that story. We just don't know what.
We never will.
I know. And that's the hard part about some of these stories is that, you know
no
something's
answer.
Not right. You can honestly look at the story and say, logically, that could not have happened. It's kind of like Las Vegas. Why did so many people that knew or saw that were contradicting the mainstream stories die suddenly in a sudden car bomb? You see, nothing ever makes sense. That's the hard part. Nothing makes sense. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I love stories. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the thing about the polar vortex, I'm in my 70s, so it sounds like, whoa, a polar vortex, this is going to be exciting.
Sure.
And because I don't have the background of any kind of climate change, whatever, so I'm not afraid. It's more like, yo-ho, we haven't had this one in a long time.
right.
But I heard a story about the guy in Michigan who was doing research for the Defense Department on weather, but he was really a physicist, you know. And he said if you can change the magnetic charge on particles and stuff, you could control weather. And he disappeared. He was doing research at the University of Michigan. He disappeared with all of his research. His assistant disappeared.
We've got to go to a break. Thank you for that. That's interesting. Interesting.
Well,
thank you. People just disappear all the time. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
It's game on this month at Finley Hyundai. With their most advanced starting lineup of SUVs ever. Check the 2019 Santa Fe Family Getaway SUV. Check 2019 Tucson. Sporty, sensible, and just the right size. Check the all-new Kona. Stylish, bold, fresh. Hyundai's first subcompact crossover. Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles powertrain limited warranty. If you're thinking SUV, think Hyundai. Finley Hyundai on the savings side of the freeway. FinleyHyundaiSt.George.com.
Even in the desert, the temperatures can drop significantly. Save money and keep your family warm and cozy throughout the fall and winter months with a furnace checkup from A-Zion Mechanical. A poorly functioning or broken heating system can cause expensive repairs and high energy bills. Let A-Zion Mechanical save you money on your energy costs by providing you with the highest quality service. Call A-Zion Mechanical today for the $69.99 furnace checkup. They'll have you up and running the same day. Or visit azionmechanical.com.
Hey Southern Utah, you know what they say, new year, new me. How about new year, new garage door? Are your garage doors old and beyond repair? For a limited time, Garage Doors Only is offering $100 off a brand new Clopay garage door. Look us up online at garagedoorsonly.com or visit our showroom at 689 North Bluff. Call us at 435-868-1200 for more details. And from our family to yours, have a happy new year.
I'm Kelly Clough.
and I've been in recovery for over 18 years, and I work for Lionsgate Recovery. The reason I do this job is it gives me an opportunity to really give back to the community. I took a lot from the loved ones I knew and just the community at large. Being able to help others that were where I'm at come back and lead productive lives is extremely rewarding. To be able to be there on the front lines of watching that miracle take place is a gift I could never ask for.
Lionsgate Recovery. People in recovery helping people find recovery.
Hi, this is Kate Daly, and I love my sponsors. Copiers for Sale offers Southern Utah the best quality and pricing on printers, copiers, and plotters. They sell, lease, and service any equipment your business or home office needs. Copiersforsale.com, a local company and division of Steamroller Copies, is always asking, what do you want to print today? And St. George Massage, stgeorgemassage.com to schedule today. No messy memberships, just an incredible massage. You deserve it, and it makes a great gift for someone you love.
Are you in the market for a new or nearly new car? Are you dreading the process of dealing with high-pressure sales? We do things differently here at Newbies. This is Eric Todd with Newbie Buick GMC, and we've listened to our customers. They have told us they want a simple and easy way to buy a car. That's why we created the Newbie Internet Pricing Policy and Sales Process. The price you see online is the price you get here. We post our prices clearly on every car, truck, and SUV for everyone to see, even our competition. Let me introduce to you our salesperson of the month, Todd Johnson.
If you're looking for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, then come see me, Todd Johnson, at Newbie Buick GMC. My goal is to get you all the information you need to help you make the decision, and I will work hard to make the sales process easy and find the perfect car for you.
Shop online for your next car, SUV, or truck anywhere you are. Go to newbiebuick.com for leasing specials, internet pricing, and daily updates. Experience car buying the Newbie way at newbiebuickgmc.com today.
John Gibson, digging up history. How a soldier's system of writing designed to be read in the dark led to reading and writing for the blind. That story after this. Let's talk heirloom sheets and towels from Redland Cotton in Alabama. First, the family farm, growing the finest cotton in the world. The spinning, the looming, every step made in America right down to the cutting and sewing. Sheets designed from a long-lost 1920s weave. The softest, most comfortable, longest-lasting sheets you've ever slept on. The Redland family, dedicated to America and linens you'll treasure. Check out redlandcotton.com for America's linen. Redlandcotton.com. In the 1800s, a French artillery officer figured out a way to solve a deadly problem. The problem was, if orders came to the front at night, there was no way to read them without striking a match. That exposed soldiers to enemy fire. Charles Barbier invented something he called night writing, a series of raised dots on paper. The dots stood for sounds. Barbier later introduced his system to help the blind. A 15-year-old blind boy suggested improvements. Barbier was insulted and refused to listen. The boy persisted. He refined and improved Barbier's system of raised dots. That boy, name is Louis Braille. To this day, the blind read by Braille, and Barbier's name is virtually forgotten. I'm John Gibson, digging up history.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Well, you happen to be listening to the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Welcome globally, all you listeners everywhere. We have pockets of listeners in almost every country. It's kind of fun. So I welcome you. I welcome you in Canada, too, and across the United States, of course. Thank your local station for carrying the show, and we just need more truth. More truth and a lot less propaganda is what we're after, and we're here to do that. We're here to kind of cut through the junk. We're so grateful to you for listening. Uncle Milty's with me. And of course, we want your two cents. You got it. You got to weigh in. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. We were kind of going through some stories yesterday that never seemed to add up, like the Vegas and the limo story where the 20 people died when they rented out a limo. I mean, all these things, they never get any added attention to them. In fact, a lot of things that happen don't get any added attention after it leaves the media. Nobody ever does inquiries and really wants to look and say, what happened? We're on to the next thing, which I understand. There's a lot of next things, isn't there? So I understand why that is. We have an attention span of 5 seconds. We can't even remember the heat wave we just went through 6 months ago. And so everybody's freaking out because of the cold. But that's because we're told to freak out. The United Nations Climate Change Conference, a poll in 2018. I mean, they're doing a lot of damage with climate change. They're getting a lot of agenda done. They, as much as we're trying to pull out of this stuff, and I commend Trump in doing that and actually calling it a hoax and calling their bluff, they are still working in overdrive to make sure that they get a lot of money and a lot of cash sent to these initiatives globally, that United States pays for these initiatives. And it's really quite scary because the next president that comes in, either 4 years or eight, what are we going to be looking at with this agenda and how much money is going to be going to these agendas that enslave us? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, one thing I noticed is that, you know, news stories that you can't spin don't get talked about. What happens in America anymore, I see, is that unless the news story can be climate change real, orange man bad, religion evil, corporate or capitalism, you know, terrible, they don't get popularized. They don't end up in the news. They don't get a headline. They just get pushed over to the side.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. It's a great indicator, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's all about entrenching people for and against an agenda and dividing us as a nation so that we end up in a civil war that somebody created through the same that great group of guys, the two cousins, Bernays and Freud.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Bernays. Their thinking is basically driving social media and psychology in America to the point that it's all about marketing, it's all about mindset, and that's where everybody's driving themselves.
I'm so glad you brought that up because Sigmund Freud wouldn't have been a name anyone knew without his nephew, Eddie. Eddie's the one that sold us on the war. Eddie's the one, the First World War, because we weren't having it. Eddie went to the, you know, marketplace and really marketed us going into this war. It was going to be the last war, the only war that we really fought globally. And then, of course, his uncle, Sigmund Freud, which was nonsense. Sigmund Freud was nonsense, but yet he is what? An icon in history? That was marketing, pure marketing.
You know, Eddie Bernays did give me my favorite breakfast, bacon and eggs.
Yes, he did.
He did market that.
You know those pig farmers, they had to get sold. So yes, it's so true. Thank you for that. I really appreciate your call. The marketing of, let's say, Kinsey, the whack job sex therapist.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, he was a wackadoodle. And not only him, we had Sigmund Freud, Kinsey, Spock. We had a lot of people that, if you go back into our culture, they are the ones that are the icons. It's kind of like a Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She did everything she could to subvert the Constitution. But you know what? Isn't that amazing that these are the icons? To the monuments, right? Go to the victors, go the monuments. The victors of the globalist deep state agenda, which is, I would say deep state is more about the behind the curtains government part in the United States, whereas the globalists work at the globalist agenda.
Right.
They work hand in hand, but I think they're more or less different, you know, some of them in different groups, but same agenda.
Well, the deep state's more hidden. The globalists are a little more out there.
Yeah, they're the ones that attend these conferences of the climate change. The poll in 2018. Get your seat now. Let's transform the world. Let's transform the world with gobbledygook and sell it to you on a platter, just like Eddie Bernays did. Everything that he wanted to get his hands on, he sold to the American people. This is why he was the one that got women to smoke when it wasn't fancy, when it wasn't a good thing. He actually had beautiful women smoking in the parade. Was it New York? I can't remember. Chicago? And turned that whole thing around. Eddie Bernays is at the helm of a lot of what we do today in marketing and how they operate. You know what's interesting on this whole border thing? Is that if the leaders of the Democratic Party came out and said, we need a wall, that suddenly almost the entire Democrat Party would be behind it.
Yep.
This is how non-thinking we are. To the caller's credit, this is what I'm talking about and what he was talking about, It's how does my party feel about this? I will adopt that. That's why we have two sides right now. That's why we don't have a lot of logical thinkers, even in the middle. We have two sides. You're for or against. You're Democrat if you're against. You are, Republican if you're for it. All we do is look to them, these nonsensical whack jobs who in their personal and private lives are a complete mess. And we say, how am I supposed to weigh in on this? What am I supposed to think? They tell us. And lo and behold, an entire half of United States or three quarters of United States feels that way. We need people thinking in the middle. A border is a border. It's not even supposed to be political. It's supposed to just protect our whole entire nation,
mm-hmm.
both parties. Yet here we stand side to side, side against side.
You know,
people won't think.
When you talk to people about borders, you can narrow this down. Mm-hmm. I actually grabbed somebody the other day. They had a sticker on their car that said something about borders not being moral.
Not nice. Just not nice.
So I stopped and I said, how would you feel if there was no border around that parking space you just parked in? And people just pushed your car out of there and banged it up and because there's no border around the parking
that's
space.
That's a good point.
Because that's basically, it's all the same issue.
Right.
No matter how small that border is, it's still necessary.
Yeah, it's a great, great point. This is why I like Uncle Milty. Did you know it was his birthday yesterday? And I didn't even realize it, and I feel like a total heel. Happy birthday to you.
Thanks.
Did you have a nice one?
Yeah.
Okay, good, because I feel like a total heel right now.
I cried all the way home.
Did
because you?
Because
didn't
I didn't.
Say
I didn't say anything. Happy birthday to you, Uncle Milty. You're a huge asset to the show. What would I do without you? Because it's a great point, and it's a great point about having a wall around your home or a border around your home, and there's a property line to decide. The laws can decide who is responsible for what. And so the Border Patrol wives issued a formal proposal for Nancy Pelosi in a really brutal letter.
Ooh.
We, the wives of the RGV, the Rio Grande Valley, BP Border Patrol, would like to cordially invite you to come visit McAllen, Texas, as President Trump did. Most of us wives will be home and available, noting that they will be available and not just jetting off to Puerto Rico for a few days like Nancy did with all of her little Dem friends. Pelosi was one of the 30 Democrats to go to Puerto Rico, accompanied by 109 lobbyists that we all paid for to go have some fun and bring over the show Hamilton to visit them and perform for them. So they went on to say, these are the wives of the Border Patrol, to Nancy Pelosi, we would like to show you around. You don't need to bring any security detail. Our husbands, boyfriends, fiancés, wives, significant others are actually very good at their jobs, thank goodness. And since you see no threat here, I'm going to assure you that you can just make a quick flight down here alone. Hey, Trump might even allow you to use his plane for the visit. The letter from the significant others goes on to rip her for her refusal to negotiate with Trump and her pretending to care about federal workers. We all see the sham. Yeah. She's a ridiculous fool. But they went on to say, for the record, most of us have saved for these days. We faced many shutdowns before, but we also recognize a weak leader when we see one. And we realize you may take a while to come around. We'd also appreciate it if you'd stop pretending that you care about federal workers. If you did, you'd care for their safety, not just their paychecks. Mm-hmm. We can hold out a while longer if it means our husbands and communities are safer. Then at the brutal end of this letter, they offer Pelosi a pair of her own big girl pants to wear. And it says, also, it appears that you do not own a pair of big girl pants. Do not worry. Us Border Patrol wives own many pairs. In fact, it's all we own. We'd love to give you a pair of ours. You know we'd buy, we'd buy you your own, but we are trying not to spend it right now. Look forward to seeing you. Thank you, Border Patrol wives, for giving me a smile today in all of this, because she has to be the most ridiculous, absurd, idiotic person that we ever have to hear from. I still believe we need a tax credit for having to endure her since 1987. Do you know she's never had to debate? Nobody's ever gone after her seat. They're afraid of Nancy. They're afraid of going after her. She only had one contender since 87.
You know what I love about this letter, though?
Uh-huh.
Is it proves that when the Democrats and the progressives tell us that these people are so upset with the president,
mm-hmm.
and it proves they're not.
Well, Yeah.
And every time they show somebody that's going without a paycheck and starving to death and all, it's always one tiny little anecdotal thing. But when somebody wants to speak out in favor of the president, it's a group of 1,000 women.
Yeah, and I'm so getting tired of them calling it the Trump border wall, the Trump shutdown. No,
right.
It should be called the congressional weakness in not performing their duty. That's what it should be called. And I wish everybody's signs talked about Congress on this and said, you did not do what you were supposed to do, Congress. It has nothing to do with Trump. It has everything to do with Congress.
It's not the president's job to make this decision. It's Congress's.
Congress. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. Thank you, Kate. I hope it's okay if I call in again.
Yes. Go right ahead. You only have about a minute. Go ahead.
Okay. I just have a challenge I wanted to see. I think it would be good to have a challenge.
Sure.
To at least once a month.
Uh-huh.
More than that if we can. To have some type of a Founding Fathers video that we play with our families so we can learn about them and understand what they went through to get this nation to begin with.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. There's two great speakers on this. Cleon Skousen was one of them. He's the National Studies for Constitutional Studies, National Committee for Constitutional Studies. He was amazing. Also, Chris Ann Hall has many, many, many lectures to listen to.
Yes.
So many great points, and usually just kind of hones in and nails a certain principle or point like she does on the show. I would definitely say that there is so much there already, even to look up and listen to. A couple of Cleon Skousen talks, and you're going to know those founding fathers. I so appreciate your call. Thank you. You're going to know those founding fathers. And Thomas Jefferson wasn't an atheist. No, Benjamin Franklin wasn't running around with hundreds of women in France. Those things were not true. Yet we have allowed the Carnegie Foundation from early on, the early 1900s, to skew our history, to make us hate the founders and think that they were a bunch of numbskulls that put together a document. That's not true. Do you know who the founders actually really listened to and looked at the writings? You know what the foundation of the Constitution is? Algernon Sidney. Algernon Sidney. Look him up, because I'm telling you, if you want to know why we have America, the America we do, and by the way, I was just watching a documentary that contradicted all of this and really called them the cabal, the founding fathers. Ugh. Algernon Sidney was the one that basically said, as his head was about to be lopped off for going up and saying, we need to be able to elect our leaders, he said, the king can make a snuff box out of my arse. Before his head was lopped off. Do you know that the writings of Algernon Sidney were the ones that were used for Jefferson? He studied him more than anyone else, him and Locke. They were friends. He knew that he had to study those writings to get the kind of government. They also looked in the Old Testament, to be real with you. They also looked in the Old Testament and looked at what Moses did with the election of judges for all the people. They elected their own. Small groups of people all elected their own. That's how we came up with representative government. Look up Algernon Sidney, because you'll never hear his name. He's never referenced, hardly ever, only in constitutional groups. But he really was at the forefront of the nation, of the United States. He's the reason we have a United States. Yeah. Founding fathers look to him. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
For the last decade, Red River Health and Wellness has been changing people's lives here in Southern Utah, even achieving 4.8 out of 5 on Google.
But don't take our word for it. Here's what they have to say about their actual experience. Shelly L. said,
"Most knowledgeable doctor on the entire functionality of the whole body. He taught me the importance of health and the damage inflammation has on overall health. Once I changed my focus on eliminating inflammation with his dedication and unwavering support, because it was not easy, but worth it. I not only lost weight, I am free of fatigue, chemo side effects, and able to stay in remission by being healthier. It was a life changer for me."
This is Dr. Joshua Redd, chiropractic physician at Red River Health and Wellness. Our patients really say it best. We are so passionate about helping you, we offer a satisfaction guarantee. If you aren't satisfied within the first 30 days, we give you your money back. Let us help you remember what it's like to feel good again.
Call Red River Health and Wellness chiropractic physicians today. 855-55-RIVER.
Call Red River today.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.